It's the video rant that spawned 1,000 YouTube responses.
The problem is these hordes of Asian people that UCLA accepts into our school every single year, which is fine.
But not really fine, as UCLA student Alexandra Wallace went on in that video blog she posted earlier this month. She spewed a bunch of complaints, among them Asians who don't use American manners, as she put it. Wallace said she's especially offended by Asian students who talk on their cell phones in the library while she's trying to study.
All of a sudden, when I'm about to, like, reach an epiphany, over here from somewhere, oh, ching chong ling long ting tong, oh.
Well, that video quickly went viral, and just as quickly, Wallace took it down. Later, she sent an apology to the campus newspaper, saying she had received death threats and was withdrawing from UCLA. The videos created in response run the gamut, some bigoted, some earnest, some funny. And there's this one with a catchy chorus from 23-year-old actor and musician Jimmy Wong.
I pick up my phone and say, ching chong, the things I love you, ling long, I really want you, ting tong, I really don't know what that means.
Jimmy Wong's YouTube video has more than 2 million views now, and he joins me from L.A. to talk about it. Jimmy, when you first saw Alexander Wallace's Asians in the Library video blog, what did you think?
I was pretty offended at first, but then I realized that this was just someone going on a rant, and we've all done it before.
And why not turn it into a song?
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad, though, I took a couple days to write it instead of doing it right after the fact, because it probably, the song might have ended up being a whole different beast altogether.
You think it might have been a bit sharper?
The blade was still very sharp. My visceral reaction right to the video would not have been as appropriate, I don't think.
You know, it is light and funny, but there are moments when you are clearly, you know, sticking the knife in just a little bit, talking about her underneath her pounds of makeup.
And underneath the pounds of makeup and your baby blue eyes. Oh.
So how would you describe the tone of what you ended up with?
I think it's sharp wit, if anything, in the same way that Alexandra Wallace didn't really... You know, she complained about things, and she was clearly racist, but she never really was hostile. And so I never want to have that same tone in my response, because that wouldn't be appropriate, I think.
Have you heard from Alexandra Wallace by any chance?
No, it's one thing that I really wish that I would just get a call one day, and it would be her.
What would you want to hear her say?
I don't know, actually. I think anything would be great at this point. I would like to tell her that I totally forgive her, and I would love to meet for coffee and give her a big hug.
Ching chong, it's never ending. Ling long, my head is spinning. Ching chong.
Yeah, I've been wondering whether this ching chong, ling long, ting tong is kind of going to enter the lexicon now. It's going to be a shorthand for something.
I've been receiving a lot of emails and replies on Twitter that have been saying that, you know, like, oh, my husband and I love your song so much. Every morning I wake up and say, honey, I ching-chong you.
What do you do with that information? I don't know.
I think it's absolutely great. You destroy the power that racism has by turning it into something positive like this. And so I hope that it remains to be funny and enlightening at the same time. And if people want to use it in their everyday speech, I mean, I'm more than happy to support that.
I've been talking with the actor and musician Jimmy Wong. His video, Ching Chong Asians in the Library Song, is on YouTube. Jimmy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I hope one day you can meet my mother, my brother, sisters, grandmothers, grandpas, and cousins. Oh.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.